On m'appelle comme Cinelle, comme la bête à Bandieu. Comme elle, j'ai des ailes qui me mènent où je veux. Et vraiment, ces ailes m'emmenaient à peu près partout. Petit à petit, le nom s'est fait tout seul. C'est pas une maison de disque qui m'a dit ça comme d'autres. Moi, le nom s'est fait tout seul, comme ça. De sortir à des endroits, à notre champ, partout, de me montrer. De tous les plus grands restaurants, de toutes les premières et tout ça. C'était insensé. Les femmes, par exemple, elles étaient affolées de voir des jolies filles avec un sexe d'homme sous la robe. Et certains hommes étaient affolés de voir des jolies filles avec un sexe cis. J'étais mince. Mince, quand je regarde ça. Hein. Mais si je devais me présenter, une personne super sensible, romantique, évidemment, ça va pas avec notre époque. Je suis resté très poupée Barbie, physiquement, comme de choucroute sur la tête.
Thank you. tell you a little story about that man that I met about a year ago. He said his name was the Messiah. About a year ago when I first laid eyes on him, he was beautiful and pure. He existed out of time and space. He made me feel good. He made me feel comfortable. Made me feel free. He opened his arms and he said, "Come to me. I shall be your friend. I shall be your father. I shall be your guide." And as I stood up to ask him a question, he raised his hand and he said, "Yes, I can also be your music." He made me laugh. He then sat in front of me and held me by the hand and he said, "I am the Messiah. I am Jehovah Nisha, Jehovah Shalom, Jehovah Jireh, whatever you want to call it." And I felt a sudden rush go through my spine and I stood up and shouted, "Hallelujah!" I had no control over myself. It was like an inner spirit was talking on my behalf. And he saw that I was shaking and he held me by the hand and he said, "Be not afraid, my child. For I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am all things real and not. Body is my temple and I shall reside in there as long as you pray, as long as you believe." He's the Messiah. He's the Messiah. He's the Messiah. He's the Messiah. I opened my eyes and he was gone. And then I looked up in the sky and it was shining in a different light. I felt free, I felt safe, I felt anointed. I felt different because I had a visit from the Messiah. So just kneel down and close your eyes and search. Look deep inside your soul and you shall find him sitting and waiting for your call in that very same temple he was telling me about. He's within you. He's the Messiah. He's the Messiah. He's the Messiah. The Messiah. He shall give you your daily bread. He shall give you your daily fix of happiness. Believe in him. Have faith. And the Messiah. Oh yeah, you can even go to church and raise your hand and raise your voice and speak to the pastor and confess or dance or sing in praise of the Messiah. But all he needs is just for you to be true to him. He knows what you know even before you know it. He knows what you're going to feel 10 days from now. He's great. Praise him. He's the omnipotent Lord. He is the Messiah. He shall touch you in ways that you have never been touched before. He shall fill you up. Thank you.
Bend you over in a crater. berries on your nipples. And when I kiss you, I'm gonna take the tip of my tongue and tickle your tonsils. We'll be right back.
Thank you.